This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, today we have Senator Scott Jensen, and Senator Scott Jensen today, exposing more of the lies taking place with COVID. You just heard during the news, propaganda outlets promulgating lies and nothing short of lies across the country, how they are roughshodding the American people, talking about concern now as to how we're going to do this rollout, mandating vaccinations on a nationwide basis. So again, it shows you, friends, and then what they did is they, again, reinforced their narrative with propaganda, creating numbers out of thin air to, again, attempt to reinforce their lies. This is how they do what they do, friends. They just continuously keep repeating it over and over and over and over again. Well, we have someone today that's going to combat that, who has been combating that, who's known on a national level. And like myself, friends, the more the media attacks, the more that they are actually spreading his message, because he is one that is not moved. He's holding steadfast, fixed in direction to his position, and he knows what the truth is. So we're going to be getting to some serious questions in the up and coming moments. We have him for two 15-minute segments, and again, I'm looking forward to it. I just talked to him a couple minutes ago, and again, we're going to ask him these questions and get the answers that we need. And again, 130 cities across the country today have the opportunity to hear directly from the mouth of Senator and Dr. Scott Jensen today concerning the COVID lies and what's taking place. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out online and you want to book us, now is the time to do that. We're going to be in Michigan again next month on the Capitol Stairs, September 17th from 10 to 4, or is it 10 to 2 p.m., one of the two. I believe it's 10 to 2 now that I think about it, Central Standard Time. Maybe that is not Central Standard Time. Maybe that's Eastern Time, but regardless, we'll be in Michigan on the Capitol Steps. We will be doing a Second Amendment rally. They're supposed to be a couple thousand people there, and I'm looking forward to it. With that, folks, we just got back from Michigan. We just got back from Kentucky. We just got back from Tennessee. We just got back from Pittsburgh. We are out there doing what we're called to do. And folks, like Martin Luther, he said that today was the last day. He said of my existence on this earth, I would still plant a apple tree. We are to occupy till he comes, friends. And the bottom line is we must occupy and keep his commandments and seeking and saving that which is lost. That's found in Luke 19:10. So if you want to book us, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. It shows you who we are and what it is that we have done, opposite of what you see today. If you'd like to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can find 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the CIA-controlled media on a 24/7 basis, 6 days a week. On Sundays, there's 5 articles. coming from culture warriors, from preachers to constitutional attorneys, upholding the law and first and foremost the Word of God, which is the presupposition that God is. Amen. And it's because of Him that we are a free nation, and we have been given the freedom to do the right thing, and it's exactly what we're doing today. 2 Corinthians 3:17. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, go to the right side of that page. Click on to YouTube and join us on live chat. We got some faithful friends over there that know the Word of God. They know the Constitution, and it is humorous, I've got to say, to my friends over on Top Chat, even right now on YouTube. It's absolutely humorous when someone tries to poison the well. Oh, how quick you guys are to lay the axe to the root of the tree. I high-five every single one of you, and thank you for the help. I totally appreciate it. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Join us on YouTube. Join us on live chat. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're on the front page. Go ahead and click up onto the YouTube and join us on live chat. And one more time, if you want to give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, just for the record. Wrote an article, too, just for a heads up, folks. Who is inciting the younger generation to domestic insurrection more than the mainstream media in conjunction with criminal politicians? Absolutely no one is, folks. It's the media, hand in glove, again, in conjunction, friends, with that of the mainstream media and the criminal politicians that are inciting the younger generation to domestic insurrection. Hopefully I'll get some time tomorrow and I'll play some audio for you on that. But the video is available as well. I am posting it right now on the YouTube channel. You can go ahead and check out that article. That was today. But you can hopefully cover some of that information as well tomorrow. Now, folks, I got to kind of take a minute here to tee up Scott Jensen, who's going to be with us today. When I get bios from people, I could spend literally 5 minutes reading some of their biographies. And it's like we all have them. And this one in particular, he really has one. So what I want to do is just kind of get to the pith and marrow of who Scott is. Because when I talked to him just a couple of minutes ago, I said, Scott, is there a bio you'd like me to read off? And, you know, I'm thinking one or two lines. That's fine. But no, we got one, two, three, four, five, six. So I'm going to do him a favor. And because I so appreciate what he's been doing in taking a stand for we the people in the state of Minnesota and across the United States of America. Remember, Jesus said, where I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. Remember when he said that he would spoil principalities and powers? Well, the more they attack Scott, the bigger his message gets and the further it goes. And so he's known on a nationwide basis. So with that said, friends, Scott Jensen is a lifelong Minnesotan, moved to Carver County 30 years ago to raise a family and practice medicine. He published his first book in 2015. It was called Relationship Matters, The Foundation of Medical Care. He said it's fracturing, which utilizes real-life patient stories to emphasize the critical value of patient-doctor relationships and the absolute need for patients to be encouraged to be their own best champion for their health care decisions and desires. Okay? 2016, Dr. Scott Jensen received the prestigious annual statewide award, Minnesota Family Physician of the Year, from the Minnesota Academy of Family Physicians. No wonder why they're attacking this guy so hard. Folks, Scott Jensen, doctor and senator from the state of Minnesota, up next on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources, not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, phones. Folks, we're waiting for that phone to ring right now, and we're doing the reach out, and we got them ringing up right now, folks. We got Scott Jensen, doctor, and Senator Scott Jensen with us right now, and I'm going to pull him up in just a second here. We got you there, Dr. and Senator Scott Jensen.
You do.
Thank you for you had me shaking there for a moment, but I see that you got through, and we are up. So I did a 5-minute intro for you, and you can just take me and my wife out for dinner on that one. That one's okay. But with that said, I'm so happy to have you. I'm so happy to know that you're in the state of Minnesota. You have 130 cities listening right now, and every time Scott Jensen's under attack, we're right there to support. You know, what you're doing and how it is that you're doing. And as I'm reading your bio, I'm seeing these awards that have been given unto you, and now I understand all the more as to why the mainstream media has been attacking in such a fashion, Scott. And again, I just appreciate you. I want to stand with you. We are standing with you across the country. And as we say here on the Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com, Dr. and Senator Scott Jensen, let their cruelty swell our ranks, and I believe that's exactly what's happening, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, sir. And I think you're right. I know that I might be jumping in into the middle of something, but when I made a decision to share with the world the fact that the Minnesota Board of Medical Practice was investigating my license, when I decided to go public with that on July 5th, I do think it swelled the ranks of those people who said, by George, we've got to engage. We've got to pay attention. This is no time for us to sit in the cheap seats, as Teddy Roosevelt said. We've got to be willing to get into the arena, and if that means getting bruised and bloodied, so be it. And I have been absolutely overwhelmed by the response and the support and the encouragement by literally hundreds of thousands of people around the world. I just, it gives me a lump in my throat.
Amen. You know what's interesting about that, too, is how busy the mainstream the media and their narrative is to silence that. They do not want to hear the voice of the people. They want that suppressed. They want that censored. They want it silenced because they don't want other people to be encouraged. And that's what I find more than anything. Let me just cut to the chase. What I want to do, Dr. Jensen, is go right back to the very beginning of this, when all this first started to take place. And what I wrote is I wrote an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. What happens when the coronavirus narrative fails? They attack, they polarize, they discredit. And then I highlighted Senator Scott Jensen is under attack because I wanted people to know what was going on because I seen you taking a stand for the rest of us. Well, back in April of this year, I seen a video of you, Dr. Jensen. And it was a video that just caught my attention right away, a hard truth on COVID-19. KX Channel 4, and when I seen that, I started playing some audio on the radio as well, and I got to tell you, Dr. Jensen, you totally blew me away, because I've been in this state my whole life, and I've not seen anybody take the ground and take the stand that you've taken. And so with that said, I was blown away, and I said, I got to stand with this guy. But when you were being interviewed, some of the things that were coming out during that interview, they were very disturbing. And I just want to kind of start from that point and go forward, because I only have you for two segments. So I noticed the first thing that happened was you began to come out and really question what was going on with the governor of the state of Minnesota, Tim Walz. And one of the things that you had said during this interview, Dr. Jensen, was the fact that the governor has left the rest of us in the dark. We didn't know where he was deriving this authority to implement the things that he was implementing. Can we start from there and just go back to the beginning point to kind of share with the people as to things and to how they have transpired since then?
I think that's a great place to start. I think it was a Tuesday in late March where I participated in putting a commentary in the Minneapolis Star and Tribune about the potential for doing the lockdown that Governor Walz had put in place, doing it better. In his lockdown order, he had indicated that there were essential and non-essential businesses. But a couple of my colleagues, both Republicans and Democrats in the Senate, and I contributed to a commentary that said there's a better way, that we should be looking not just at essential and non-essential, which are, if you will, subjective decisions. We should be looking at what's safe and non-safe. If you have a landscaper that works alone and has no problem at all being socially distanced from the people he might encounter, then that should be a safe business and he or she should be allowed to work. That wasn't the case at the time. So he put this commentary in the paper, and a few days later, out of the blue, there was a criticism of that letter and that commentary by a couple other senators. And then the next day, the Minnesota Department of Health put out a communication that I looked at and had never seen anything like it before, where physicians were being encouraged to use COVID-19 as the major cause of death, even if we didn't have a positive test, even if we hadn't ordered one, even if we didn't necessarily ever think about ordering one, but that if we thought that it was probable, we could assume that it was, we should go ahead and do that. In addition, they identified that if it was a contributing condition, we could go ahead and use it as a cause of death. And typically a contributing condition is put in a separate box in part two. And they went on to say that if you have a contributing condition like asthma or emphysema, that should definitely go in this separate part two box. But if it happened to be COVID-19 that was the contributing condition, that should go as a cause of death. This was inconsistent with what I've been doing for 35 years, and it didn't really lend itself towards a precise sequence of causation in terms of how did the death occur. At the same time, the Department of Health had a link to the CDC, and the CDC, I went to that link, and in the CDC information, they basically seemed to abandon some of their commitment to precision and sequence of causation, and basically seemed to be encouraging and coaching us to use COVID-19 as a cause of death liberally. So then fast forward 3 days, and Chris Berg out of Fargo-Moorhead called and asked if I would come on this new show and talk about this commentary regarding the lockdown. And during that conversation, he made a statement, and I said, you know, I don't think people in North Dakota or Minnesota want it sugar-coated. I think we want to know the real facts. Yep. And then I went on to say, take, for instance, this communication I got from the Department of Health a few days ago, and I explained what I had received. And Chris Berg very alertly sort of stopped me and said, hold it, Scott. Are you telling me that you as a family physician for 35 years are now being advised and coached as to how to do death certificates, and that feeling like COVID-19 is the diagnosis that they would like you to be using liberally? And so I said yes, and I think the next night I was on Laura Ingraham's show, and during that show, I think it was that show, where someone said, well, why? Why would they do this? And so I said, well, you know, I hate to say this, but, you know, money does talk. And I did go ahead and share some information I was aware of in regards to how Medicare is paying hospitals for their patients that are admitted with COVID-19 respiratory diseases. And so I identified that if you had a COVID-19 diagnosis, you would get paid more money. Well, that raised holy hell. And from there, I think I was being attacked next by physicians, and then I was attacked by other politicians. And then May, the New York Times did an article on me and sort of took a shot at me. And then in June, I received a letter from the Board of Medical Practice saying that I was being investigated and my license was being investigated because allegations had come forward that I was willing to provide reckless advice by comparing COVID-19 and influenza, despite the fact that Dr. Fauci and Dr. Mike Osterholm and many other thought leaders were doing this all the time. And then I was also guilty of spreading misinformation because I had dared to question the Minnesota Department of Health communication regarding the completion of death certificates. So that's sort of how we got up to July 5th. And on July 5th, I did a video and I put it out there and said to the world, this is what's happening.
Yep. And I seen it. And I said, we got to get him on the radio. And then I started to see you across the nation because other people were paying attention as well. You know, with all that media attention you got and the sense of what they mean or what they meant to do in polarizing you and, again, censoring you and suppressing your information, have you seen any mainstream media outlets actually report on the truth of the issue and the support and the fact, the matter of what you were bringing forth that counters the narrative that's been given by the CIA-controlled mainstream media? Because that's really what it comes down to. And now we're seeing the CDC continuously change up their numbers in the process, Scott. And that's more disturbing. But I got to say this. When I go back and I think about what they did, and I seen when you began to take a stand, it's like, yep, that's exactly how they're going to play this out. They're going to continuously try to undermine him, discredit him, do whatever they can do. But I, again, think that this is swelling our ranks across the boards because I, for one, Scott, to be quite honest with you, I believe they've lost the narrative. They're coming out again, as I just said, CDC's changing its numbers. We're beginning to understand the source as to where it's coming from, and people are beginning to question more than not. And if it wasn't for guys like you, they would have never done that. I'm going to take a quick break, friends. We got Dr. and Senator Scott Jensen online with us right now, friends, giving us information firsthand directly from the one that's under attack right now. And we want to get around this guy, friends, because he's doing the stuff, as we call it here in the ministry. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If President Trump and his administration had done their jobs early on with this crisis, American schools would be open, and they'd be open safely.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden speaking in his home state of Delaware. Biden also took questions from reporters and was asked why he's heading to Kenosha on Thursday.
There's been overwhelming request that I do come. Because what we want to do is we got to heal. We got to put things together, bring people together.
President Trump speaking as well in Wilmington, North Carolina, in what some are calling dueling speeches with former Vice President Biden. The president speaking in Wilmington as it was the first American World War II heritage city, and 75 years ago today, World War II officially ended. You're listening to USA Radio News. No major incidents of violence have been reported after President Trump's visit to Kenosha, Wisconsin. The president visiting Kenosha and taking a look at some of the violence and looting that happened to many of the businesses. Scott Carpenter was very happy to see the president.
It wouldn't make sense to come later. Later, the destruction is going to be cleaned up and you're going to see the empty lots. It let us know as small business leaders that we matter, you know, that we're important.
Linda Tolliver had her tire shop set on fire by rioters. She tells Fox News,
"To these people that were protesting were not our people. They were from out of town."
The first of three presidential debates between President Trump and Joe Biden is set to begin later this month. The debate moderator list is out. Chris Wallace of Fox News will helm the first debate. Steve Scully of CNBC will moderate the second. And Kristen Welker of NBC will moderate the final debate. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Going to take some phone calls afterwards, but if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're talking to Dr. Senator Scott Jensen. Dr. Scott, you have another article that came out was you were being investigated for blowing the whistle on government's COVID-19 death toll. In other words, rigging death tolls, obviously because they didn't have the numbers that they needed to convince the people that this is what we needed to do through forced compliance. But did you see the testing results as well? For example, in Florida, COVID testing scandal? ?333 labs report 100% of people testing positive for coronavirus. What say you? I mean, you get to see all this stuff firsthand.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I think that I did a video actually yesterday on Facebook and talked about some of the problems with the PCR testing. And perhaps I could just step back one moment. So in July, at the end of July, I was advised that the Board of Medical Practice had dismissed the allegations and that everything had been cleared, and I was obviously very grateful. So I continue to follow the process and I've been asked by many thousands and thousands of people to continue to help people understand and to connect the dots. And so your question gets at the whole issue of how can we have this fraudulent results from the testing. We've had people standing in line for an hour, decide they have to leave, so they never even had their throat or their nose swabbed, and 2 days later they get a letter that says that they're positive COVID. I mean, this is ridiculous. Some of this is operational detail that just went awry and shouldn't have. But I think perhaps even more important, I think, is the news as of late where we see that in terms of actually specifically COVID-19 deaths are being just by COVID-19. We only had the CDC saying 6% of them. 94% of them had significant comorbidities, including sepsis and congestive heart failure and things like this. And at the same time, we saw the New York Times come out with an article over the weekend, which I thought was extremely compelling, where we're learning that for some reason, the FDA allowed the manufacturers of many of these PCR tests for COVID-19 to use the cycle threshold of 40, which is almost unheard of in terms of trying to diagnose viral illnesses with PCR testing. And for the people who don't know a lot about PCR testing, what that means is if you run a test on a sample, if you do a PCR test, that test will try to identify a snippet or a piece of the virus, and it may well be an inert piece of the virus that has no potential for infectivity or anything. But if you pick it up in the first 5 to 10 cycles, that would imply potentially that there's a fairly high viral load. But if you have to go deep into the testing where each test is exponentially doubling, so it goes 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, into the billions quickly, if you have to do that, you're looking at a person who probably has no infectious material, no ability to infect. And normally we would set the standard for threshold cycles somewhere around 30 or 33, but when you set it instead at 40, which is what the FDA did, or in some situations 37, you are allowing billions more particles to be available, and you will have a greater chance of false positives. If we had done the more normal thing, according to virologists and epidemiologists around the country, and had selected 33 as the cycle threshold instead of 40, in some situations, 85% of the people that we're told they have COVID-19 would have been told that their test was negative. So when we start to put this into perspective, we start to realize why we have so many new positive cases. Now, frankly, if we have new positive cases where people are skating through, half the people don't know they had it, the other half is doing extremely well, if we have that situation, that's fine. It's not a big deal. The most important thing is that the fatality rate is dropping, that the death rate is dropping. But what is important is that these positive cases, which may well be many, many false positives, are being used to determine what public policy should go into place. This is a huge problem.
Okay, so this is, thank you, and you just teed up exactly what I was going to ask you. When this first came out, Dr. Jensen, do you remember we had a friend, Jason Jones, in Hawaii? He heard the mainstream media continuously talk and sensationalized the numbers of people that were at the clinics getting tested during that time. So he got curious. This was just in Hawaii. He got curious, so he went down to the clinic, and there was not one person in line. There was not one person outside, so he filmed it. We had him on the radio right away. Then we found out Todd Starnes from Fox News did the same thing in New York. The media was sensationalizing the people and the long lines at the hospitals, only to get to the hospitals to find out that there was not one person that was in line. On top of that, this started happening all over the country simultaneously. Everybody started to publish it. They started to show pictures of their hospitals where there was nobody in line. But the media was telling us just the exact opposite. And then I took it to my friends that were doctors, RNs, and nurses, so on and so forth. And they were telling me firsthand that, listen, what they're promoting out there, what they're promulgating out there through the mainstream media is not at all what we're seeing. As a matter of fact, I have a friend here in the state of Minnesota that is an RN, and they actually put up a whole new wing for COVID patients. And the fact of the matter is, 3 months later, they took it down, and he said this to me, Dr. Jensen, we have not seen one genuine case of COVID-19. They're now dismantling this whole wing off the hospital. How come that's not the information that we're not getting here? And then I want to ask you just straight up, on radio for the country to hear, what do you think that this is all about? Because we know, we now know that those that are selling us the virus, Dr. Scott, are the same ones trying to sell us the vaccination.
Well, I think you're asking me to, at some point, conjecture, and certainly as a senator, I do get called into that role. For me, I think that what we're seeing at some level does reflect human behavior. I think that for some people, this COVID-19 pandemic is terrifying. For other people, it's confusing and confounding because it seems like an overreaction to something when they look at the entire context. But to another group of people, I think this is, if you will, one of those situations that people sometimes live for. This is what they've studied for. This is what they've prepared for. This is what they've predicted.
Right.
And I think when we have that, people like to be in authority. They like to be quizzed by TV shows and, hey, tell me what's going on. What's really going on? And so you put all this together and we've got a bit of a goulash. And, you know, without meaning to be evasive, I don't really know what each person's agenda is in this. I know that for me, as a physician in the trenches, it breaks my heart to see the devastation of personal lives that this COVID-19 pandemic has caused. And a good share of the devastation, the most of it, actually, has come from our response, not from the disease itself. I know it's terrible that anybody dies of a viral illness, but it happens every year with influenza. But this year, we have so many deaths and diseases coming from the despair of what we're doing. We're seeing, without question, increased suicides, increased suicidal ideation, increased mental health problems, increased alcohol use, increased child abuse, increased spousal abuse. I mean, it isn't stopping. Now, I grant you, it's not on a neat little dashboard where we can see it ratchet up each and every hour. But the fact of the matter is, we've really undercut so many people's lives. And we've come up with a rationale and say, well, you know, we have to do this to keep Grandma alive. Well, I take care of Grandma. And actually, I take care of Grandma's mom. I take care of a lot of people between the ages of 65 and 105. And they're not asking us to do this.
Nope.
They're not asking to be locked into a long-term care facility and not be allowed to see their loved ones because someone says that they're trying to protect them. These are the things that keep me awake at night.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're in government, and that's exactly why I laid that question to your candor, sir, is because you see firsthand, and I thought it was quite telling when you first came out, when this whole thing first came to the surface, as to the way that the government was acting, namely the governor in our state. Well, we've seen a broad sweep of this. They were an alliance. It was just like the facts were staring them down. They were countering their narrative, but what they did is they came through, well, actually, let's just call it for what it is, creating law where there was no law. In other words, acting outside of their scope of authority, implementing that which is unconstitutional by force on the American people. And if you don't do it our way, then this is what's going to happen to you. And we've seen that. We've seen that with the Attorney General. We've seen this with Tim Walz. And I'm just talking about in the state of Minnesota. We see
I couldn't
it all
agree with you more.
Yeah,
I think you're right. I have tried to focus my attention on this whole pandemic on four issues. One is data quality. And clearly, we have seen the data corrupted. We've seen it corrupted and apparently used to someone's own ends. And we say, why? And we're asking ourselves, what level of threshold count are we using in Minnesota to call a PCR test? Why are we doing this with COVID-19 death counts? Why are we finding out that people who didn't have a test done are getting a letter 2 days later saying that their test was positive? The second thing I've focused on is individual rights have been absolutely obliterated. We had Governor Walz send to more than 508 law agencies around the state the addresses of any active COVID-19 disease. That's not right. We were told, well, it was anonymous because we didn't attach the name to it. Well, in this day and age with computer, you can take an address and find out who lives there in less than 30 seconds. So as far as I'm concerned, this was a crude and gross HIPAA violation, and it didn't do what it was intended to do, and that's why the ACLU condemned doing it as well, because you were creating a situation where all of a sudden first responders were told that you don't have to worry about this emergency you're going to at this household because it's not on the list of addresses. Well, my stars, we know that for every case of documented COVID-19, there's at least 10 more. So how do we really know that household doesn't have COVID-19? So what the first responders should be doing is what we should always be doing. Prepare for the worst, hope for the best. And the third thing that bothered me...
I got a hard break real quick. Dr. Jensen, can I hold you over for one more segment?
For a few more minutes, I can hold on.
Got you for a few more minutes. Folks, Dr. and Senator Scott Jensen, we're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back after this hard break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they seek truth in the state that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Ace, we have Dr. and Senator Scott Jensen, and I'm so honored to have him with us today. But Dr. Jensen, I have a live chat making a comment right now. You have a senator on hold right now. He said, wow. I said, that's why we support this guy. He's the real deal. So again, you have a whole lot of people across this country, sir, that are in support, and they are high-fiving your efforts out on the streets. And I know that for me and my household, we are, and we appreciate you first and foremost. And I want to ask you one more question, and then I'll let you finish out your last thought, and then we'll let you go. Is there a web address that you would like to drive people to so they can see what it is that you're doing on the front lines in our country today?
Well, thank you for asking that question. You know, I have to confess, I'm not that good at social media technology. I didn't even know of some of the things that I've been accused of. I was one of my videos evidently was used by other websites or people that they don't reach out and ask me for permission. They just do it. And someone called and sort of tore me a new one, telling me that I was a terrible person because some of my stuff had been on InfoWars. InfoWars, right?
That's right. Yep.
And I'd never heard of it. And then there was another one called QAnon, and I didn't know anything about this. So I've learned a lot. But what I'm doing is I'm just putting my videos on my personal Facebook page and my Senator Scott Jensen Facebook page. So if people would like to watch the videos, if they just go to Senator Scott Jensen on Facebook, that's a public page, and everything I post pretty much on my personal page I put there as well. And I hope that over the next month or so I can get a little smarter, and I would like to start using maybe YouTube and Instagram because people have asked me if I would do that. So I'm trying to expand the availability of it. But right now, I think the best thing to do is just go Facebook, Senator Scott Jensen.
Okay, perfect. And here's the other thing, too. You're doing your part. Let the rest of us do our part. And that's what's happening with you, Dr. Jensen. So, again, kudos to you for what you're doing. But others are out there getting your message out there as well. Go ahead.
Thank you. And I want to finish what I was saying before because it really does piggyback on what you said. I said that I was concerned about data being corrupted. I was concerned about individual rights being challenged and stolen from us. But I also have been very concerned about what you mentioned, the expansion of government, and in particular, in Minnesota, we've seen it extensively, but it's really around the country. We are seeing governors use emergency peacetime powers to, if you will, enact legislation without the legislature being involved and without judiciary oversight. So if you actually look at some of the executive orders, it looks very much like legislation, whether you're talking about mail-in ballots, whether you're talking about how to spend money, who gets to control dollars, where the dollars are going to go. And this is problematic. And then the last thing I've really tried to focus on is I think there has been, at some level, whether it be intentional or not, I think there has been a terrorizing of Americans and people around the globe to the point where if you don't join the conventional groupthink narrative, there's something wrong with you and you should be punished should be muzzled or whatever. And this is what we have to fight more than anything. Is we cannot let Americans think that someone else should think for them. We have got to engage. We need to be in the arena because we are at literally a generational crisis. The crisis is, what will we look like when we're done with this? I mean, when we get to the other side of this, are we going to have such laws and legislations with so much restriction that George Orwell will have been seen as the greatest prognosticator of all time? Because that's what it feels like.
Yeah. Let's go fast forward real quick. You have vaccinations. They're already pushing the narrative of vaccinations being used by the military to basically bring them to the people. And with that said, I see the hidden message that they're trying to give, but in fact, they're giving it right in front of our faces using the military, again, through forced compliance. What do you say about the up-and-coming vaccinations they're already trying to push without being properly tested first and foremost?
Well, a vaccine that's efficacious and safe and good for people from 1 month to 100 years of age, you know, it'd be wonderful. We don't have a track record of being able to do that very with respiratory viruses. And if you look at what we've done with influenza, generally that's not been a terribly effective vaccination. Having said that, to me, I'm going to go right back to what I said before about what are we going to look like when we're through this. This has to be about choice. A mandated vaccination program is absolutely wrong. There will be people that have adverse effects to it. We saw this in 1976 with the swine flu vaccine. We saw Jerry Ford get his vaccination, and everybody was so pleased and excited about getting vaccinations, supposedly, until they weren't, until we started to see cases of Guillain-Barré pop up at a rate that shouldn't have been happening. What happened then? Well, within 2 months, that vaccination program was suspended, and it was never restarted. We cannot forget the lessons of history. Rotavirus vaccine in the early 2000s killed people, killed babies. It got taken off the market. It got retooled molecularly, and it's back on the market. That should be a choice. My children are vaccinated because my wife and I made choices to vaccinate them, and we chose which vaccines we wanted to use. But the idea of any kind of national forced vaccination program is wrong in so many ways that it should scare the pants off all of us.
Have you been called by the President of the United States of America to make your voice heard in any sense of the word, even by anybody that might be in the upper echelon of federal government, to give you a platform to speak to the nation concerning your objections to the narrative?
No, I've been on Fox News with Laura Ingraham, and I know that there was one video I put out that I think President Trump's son made a comment that said he liked it or something like that. Someone told me that, and I didn't see that. But quite honestly, I never envisioned that I would be this spokesperson that I've been asked to be. And at some point in time, we're going to get on the other side of this, and I think my life will normalize, and I assume it's going to get quieter.
Yeah, well, or just the exact opposite, because though you didn't apply for the job, you're definitely responding to it. And this is what makes, you know, this is what it is, Dr. Jensen. Men don't follow titles. They follow courage. And it's exactly what they're seeing with you right now. And again, I don't want to take much more of your time. I want to end with this question. With the senators, your colleagues at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota, how have they been with you? Have they been in favor? Have they been prudent? Have they kept their distance? Have they attacked you? What's been the majority of the outcome as to where we're at in the present today?
Well, that's an interesting question. Unfortunately, I'm just going to say that it's been pretty much a partisan response. I think that the Republican senators in the Minnesota Senate have been extremely good to me, very supportive, very encouraging, and oftentimes reaching out, asking me for my opinion on this, that, and the other thing, and they've helped provide me with information as well. On the other hand, there have been scant few members on the other side of the aisle in the Senate that have been kind or whatever. They have been, as you might predict, it's been very partisan, and that's been a disappointment to me. But I understand that their position ideologically and philosophically is different than mine, and so I choose not to be upset with them, because I hope that they're not upset with me. This is, if you will, politics, and people get to choose what perspective they have. But it, in terms of behavior in the Minnesota Senate, it has been very partisan.
Okay, gotcha. Listen, I totally appreciate your time. Here's some good news for you in ending, Senator Scott Jensen. We are on 5 radio stations in Minnesota alone. We're broadcasting into Minneapolis-St. Paul through 1530 AM, and then we have 4 radio stations outside of that. So, and that's just in the state of Minnesota. So you have the state listening to you today. And again, I know firsthand that you are one that we can support, and it's been long in the waiting, brother. But I want to tell you first and foremost, I appreciate you, and I know this country appreciates you, and I would love to have you back on the radio station, the radio show again in the up-and-coming weeks and months, if we could do that.
I would enjoy that. Thank you for that request, and please follow up on that. Have a good day, be well, and know we're going to get through this, darn it. We really are.
Amen.
We need to hang on, and we need to remember we have a Constitution. We have founding fathers that were pretty darn smart, and we need to not let go of our individual rights.
Amen. I totally appreciate you, Scott. God bless, and we will talk at you soon.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you. Folks, there you have it. Hey, you know, like he said, I remember hearing one time there's no worse death than the end of hope. Folks, don't lose hope. If you have your eyes fixed and focused on Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, who is alive forevermore, who sits at the right hand of our Heavenly Father, folks, you're going to overcome, because He gives you the faith to overcome, 1 John 5:2. You're going to be more than a conqueror, Romans 8:37. I say this, at the end of hope, tie a knot and hang on, because He will deliver. My help cometh from the hills, Psalm 121. And just because you can't see Him, friends, you can by faith, with your eyes of faith, by the Spirit and the faith that He's given unto you. We can do this. We can overcome. And you heard what Scott Jensen said. Hundreds of thousands of people are in support of his message, but you haven't heard a word from it, from the politicians or the mainstream media, who are working hand in glove, friends, to continuously suppress the voice of the majority of the American people. And we need to stand together. And as I said at the beginning of this interview with Senator Scott, Dr. Scott Jensen, folks, remember, let their cruelties swell our ranks, because they are. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.